A very good morning to you. This is Dwight Davis. Welcome to our Bird Notes. Timberdoodle sounds, for all the world, like the name of a child's game or perhaps a toy. But the word actually refers to a bird, a rather odd little fellow that most of us know as the woodcock. The woodcock is classified with the shorebirds, but it differs from your average sandpiper in several respects. Chunky is the word usually applied to the woodcock, a plump-looking brown bird about 11 inches long, with a short neck, short legs, a short tail, but a disproportionately large bill, some 2.5 inches long. The bill is specialized for probing into moist soil for earthworms, which make up most of the woodcock's diet. This bird is active at dawn and at dusk and on moonlit nights. It is seldom seen by day. Indeed, it is very difficult to see with its variegated patterns of brown, black, and gray feathers, making for perfect camouflage in the fields and among the leaves on the floor of the damp woods. The woodcock's large dark eyes are set far back and high on its head. This arrangement necessitates an unusual anatomical reconfiguration within his bird brain. But with things so adjusted, the woodcock has a remarkable range of vision, which comes in very handy when the bird's head is down and his bill is buried some 2 inches into the earth. That's a very vulnerable position to be in, so it's to the bird's advantage to have augmented vision. The woodcock is not wholly retiring. The male's courtship flight is an attention-grabbing show of sight and sound. The description in the Encyclopedia of North American Birds reads as follows. He rises in widening circles on whistling wings to about 300 feet, hovers momentarily as he pours out song, a series of liquid chirps, then drops, still chirping, in a series of side slips, up swoops, like falling leaf as he zigzags to the ground. After alighting, he utters intermittent nasal peent sounds similar to the note of the nighthawk, and when he alights, he walks stiff-legged to the female waiting on the ground. You heard there mention of the whistling wings. That's the twittering sound that the modified vanes of the primary wing feathers make when the woodcock is on the wing. It's no wonder that the female is impressed. The name timberdoodle for the woodcock, by the way, is used by hunters, rather like the colloquial names they use for ducks. The woodcock is hunted extensively in Virginia. The birds migrate, but there's always a population in the Old Dominion. And hunters find them a challenge. They burst out of their cover with a startling noise and then fly off in zigzag fashion, putting trees between themselves and the fellow with the gun. The call of the woodcock is very unassuming and unmusical. But what it lacks in melody, the timberdoodle makes up for being a fascinating, chunky bundle of feathers.